Welcome to the latest community news from the NBC Media, and I'm Big Willie James. The US opens an embassy in Solomon Islands to counter China. The Greens to support the Indigenous voice of Parliament after Lydia Thorpe quits the party. Alcohol bans to return to Alice Springs, and the housing sector to face a downturn. The United States has opened an embassy in the Solomon Islands in its latest move to counter China's push in Pacific. The embassy, which opened in the capital of Honiara on Thursday, is starting small with a couple of State Department staff and a handful of local employees. The US previously operated an embassy in the Solomon Islands for 5 years before closing it in 1993 as part of a global reduction in diplomatic posts after the end of the Cold War. The opening comes as Fiji's new leader, Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka, appears to be reassessing some aspects of his nation's engagement with China. The Greens party room agreed to support the Indigenous voice of Parliament in a special meeting on Monday night, just hours after Senator Lydia Thorpe quit the party over her concerns regarding the consultation body. The Greens will support the voice referendum. "We want the referendum to succeed," party leader Adam Bandt said in a statement on Monday evening. "I will join my fellow Greens MPs in campaigning for yes." It comes after the government's working group on the referendum wrote personally to Bandt, urging him to support the voice and stressing that concerns about Indigenous sovereignty raised by Thorpe had been rebuffed by numerous constitutional experts. Alcohol bans will be reinstated in Central Australia, preventing the sale of alcohol to people living in Aboriginal town camps and remote communities in response to calls for action on crime and alcohol-fueled violence. The bans can be lifted if residents agree to vote on alcohol management plans. The federal government has not responded to the other key recommendations of needs-based funding for the Northern Territory. Mr. Albanese said the bans would be imposed under new Northern Territory legislation to be introduced to Parliament next week. He said it is widely understood that the situation isn't just about alcohol. "This is about intergenerational disadvantage. It is about a lack of employment services, community services, and a lack of educational opportunity." The housing sector is currently facing labour shortages and supply chain issues, and demand will decrease by mid-2023, said Housing Minister Julie Collins. The government will assist the construction industry while it works its way through backlogs caused by COVID-19, she said. The government will focus on creating more social and affordable housing across the country. A national housing accord was announced in the October budget to build 1 million homes over 5 years starting from next year. The cessation of most COVID restrictions mean that the COVID virus, which is actually still circulating in the community, will continue to have an impact. "The best way to protect the family and the community and to help boost individual immunity is to be up to date with all your vaccinations against COVID-19, and if not, get up to date as soon as possible." Vaccinations continue to be available for most GPs or pharmacies. I'm Big Willie James. Please join us next time for more news. Stay safe. This news is brought to you by the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council, the NEMBC.